mind. Where I lay my head between, on the pillow that we share.
Schultz from a live album from 1980 there. In the background, Billy Sick. Might not play the entire side. The artist is pretty much every track is a whole side. Nice to have on there though. And RIP was Schultz passed away. Vangelis, originally of, well, at least I would know from Aphrodite's Child, who I will play some songs of later on the show in honor of Vangelis. So many, actually very good ambient and synth albums, and also some, you know, a lot of soundtracks. Ridiculous output. Major figure, Vangelis. RIP. Another one to go. We heard, though, in that set some pretty Chet Tonto's expanding headband in there. Named after the Tonto synthesizer, which is played on the track we heard, Aurora, and John Gibson. Pretty much the whole side of a Wild album called Visitations. Arcane from France, Odyssey, the album, Novembre, followed by Czar, Tread Softly on Me, by the aptly named for the time band, Czar. A couple of bands there, and then followed that up with Subway, also from France, their self-titled album, all vinyl today on this show. Got so many of them that died. One of the main guys of the first incarnation, the King Crimson, passed away not that long ago either. So I had Simon Jeffies from a Wild album called Music from the Penguin Cafe. Had a couple of tracks that Klaus Schultz here. Move it in though slowly into another synth fellow, Tim Blake. Album called New Jerusalem. I'm gonna hear some Tim Blake after a little bit more Klaus Schultz here. A spacey edition of Montreal Sound Archive, CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be right back.
signals out across galaxies where crystal people dwell. So take a fix on Lighthouse, home into its beam, and light the lasers in your heart.
friends above, who sings and flies along. I'll feel you, darling. from New York, this is Democracy Now!
The events of that day felt like a wake-up call for me and many others that political violence is real. The worst part is that our elected leaders allowed this to happen. And yet this week, people who encouraged and even attended the insurrection are now taking their places as leaders in the new House majority.
2 years ago today, supporters of Donald Trump violently stormed the Capitol in an attempt to overturn the 2020 election. The January 6th insurrection shut down Congress as lawmakers had to flee for safety. Today, part of Congress is effectively shut down again, as Republican lawmakers cannot agree on a House Speaker. Until then, no member of the House can be sworn in. This all comes as five members of the Trump-backed Proud Boys are on trial for seditious conspiracy. We'll talk about all this with Andy Campbell, author of We Are Proud Boys, How a Right-Wing Street Gang Ushered in a New Era of American Extremism. Then, as Russian President Vladimir Putin unilaterally declares a 36-hour ceasefire in Ukraine to mark Russian Orthodox Christmas, we'll hear from Bishop William Barber on why he supports a Christmas tree.